Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
Well, how about that? We're back here. Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe on The Advertising Show, being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at nh.com. It's a very special guest today. What a great way to kind of cap the weekend off with Linda Resnick. Linda, Vice Chairman of Roll International, dubbed the Palm Queen, Linda is. She's behind the marketing success of Palm Wonderful, the wildly popular 100% pomegranate juice that created an entirely new product category out of a fickle and obscure fruit. A fickle fruit. How about that? We've got Linda. We've got a little bit later on, actually coming up momentarily here, Shamin Abbas, our activist for excellence. Conversation mining is what she's talking about. And we also have Jean Bliss a little bit later on, who was just about to release a new book. Do your customers love you? Do they love you? It's a rather important consideration. So that's what we have here at The Advertising Show. Brad, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, and I hope you're feeling better. You certainly no swine flu or major deal there, I hope, huh, Ray?
No, not at this end. Just a bad case of what's called laryngitis. So I'll be speaking briefly today here at The Advertising Show. Not as much as I normally like to, so that's fine. But obviously, well, with Linda as a great guest, we've got some good stuff. Hey, before I shut up, David Letterman, what a story. It'll be very interesting to see where this whole thing goes. David's in a whole heck of a lot of hot water, getting a whole bunch of publicity from Leno and O'Brien and anybody else. It's really interesting to see what's going on there. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I recorded the Today Show earlier in the week, and yeah, I don't know if you've seen the whole thing, but they've got like Kathy Lee and Hoda doing the last hour. And so they're going off.
Yeah, it's an interesting twist.
Yeah, they're going off on Letterman and Kathy Lee.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they're saying they're being, you know. Well, Kathy Lee said that she thought that David had no choice but to make fun of himself earlier in the week. And I'm thinking, now wait a minute, Kathy Lee. If that was the truth, then you should be making fun of yourself, right? But the truth of the matter is that it depends on what we know and what's true and what's not true. If there was some issues here more recently since he's been married, that's not on. I think the biggest issue there is going to be with his wife and his family.
That's the biggest and the only issue there.
Go ahead. Yeah, I feel sorry for all of that. I mean, you know,
I feel sorry for his wife.
Yeah, nobody likes to have this tried in the media. And, you know, Letterman was trying to, you know, deflect a lot of this by making fun of it. And I thought he was doing a good job, but the media is just taking hold of this and won't let go. So,
yeah. Well, and the good news is John and Kate Gosselin are not involved somehow in this fiasco as well.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. No, that'll be next week, I guess. Interesting thing is the lady who reportedly had the affair with Smitty, Stephanie, has always been an interesting part of that show.
Right.
Just makes me wonder about the Grindr girls who used to be on the show who are no longer there.
Well, I'm sure everyone's speculating about anyone that's gone through there in the past many years. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. She started as an intern, came back as an assistant to him, and became a regular part
of the show. Exactly. Yeah.
I thought it was funny. The interesting part is that she's had a leave of absence recently and a paid
leave. Yeah, right.
But anyway, we don't want to promote innuendo and unconfirmed.
No. But it's really sad. But it certainly does put an odd twist on Letterman. And hopefully he'll deal with it well and, most importantly, get his relationship back together. I thought the funny part was Alan Coulter saying, David, have we ever had sex? And I just wanted to make sure, and Dave says, no, I don't think so. So Coulter's kind of a fun. So it'll be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Obviously, it's going to court, and that'll be and I'm sure Letterman will not be allowed to say much of anything about that. Hey, let's bring on, as long as we're this close here, Shamin Abbas, our activist for excellence. Always got a great thing, too. Conversation mining is what today's feature is all about. Let's listen.
And now, it's time for Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional. Now, here's your host, the uncompromising Shameen Abbas.
A new media version of clipping services is conversation mining services. There are a handful of companies that have emerged recently that listen to online conversations, report on the activity, and even assess the influence, for a price, of course. They range from a few hundred to a few thousand dollars per month, and vary greatly in what they offer. Here are a few of the leaders, but remember that new services are debuting literally all the time. AndyAmo provides many kinds of reports through an easy-to-use dashboard interface to measure conversation on blogs and in some social networks. It ranks the authority of the authors, the relevance of the conversations to the brand, the sentiment of the post, and competitor analysis, amongst other things. Biz360. Now, this company's Market 360 line of services covers print and broadcast outlets, as well as online chatter. It can be customized to specific topics and offers real-time analytics and drill-down capabilities. Brand Dimensions scours the net for every mention of a brand, and it creates a reputation score that companies can use to compare their online image to that of their competitors. Cyber Alert is daily monitoring of more than 25 million blogs and 100,000 message boards. And Magpie, now its brand watch service scours blogs and websites continually that have been identified as influential for mention of a client's brands. It estimates through a database whether the new content is positive, neutral, or negative. I could list many more, but you get the picture. This can be an extremely valuable tool for marketers to follow the brand trail of a client and make informed recommendations.
You've been listening to Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional, with host Shameen Abbas. Shameen is president and founder of Shameen Abbas Public Relations, a full-service agency providing local, regional, national, and international media relations, special event production, and inventive promotion, with offices in New York City and West Palm Beach. To learn more, visit ShameenAbbasPR.com. That's ShameenAbbasPR.com.
Always a pleasure and a great guest, and here at the show, Shameen Abbas, and our Activist for Excellence. A little bit later on in the hour in the show, it's Do Your Customers Love You? Jean Bliss is with us, too. Linda Resnick, as we said, is the Palm Queen. Linda and her husband, Stuart, also own Teleflora, the world's largest floral-by-wire company, Fiji Water, the leading imported bottled water brand in the United States, Paramount Farms and Paramount Citrus Companies. And Linda is vice chairman of the Los Angeles County Museum of Arts Board of Trustees. A very busy lady. I feel honored that we've got the opportunity to talk to Linda. We're talking about something brand new here as well as we do today's show. And all I can say is the website is called getkraken.com. And if you've not been to that website, you'll get a kick out of it as well. So, Linda, in just a few moments here at the Advertising Show. That's your cue to talk.
Oh, that's my cue. Yeah. Usually when you say that, we're going to commercial. You know, just to wrap up the Letterman commentary, I project that it'll be plea bargain because Letterman doesn't want to get all that out in a public forum and in court. I would imagine, you know, Letterman and his attorney are going to be urging the prosecution to plea that out. So if it does go to court, Ray, I think it just is going to get nastier, and it's going to be a major problem for Letterman. But anyway, enough of that.
Yeah, hey, listen, as long as you're on that, there was something else in this article. Stuart Elliott, our friend from the New York Times, he says basically, has written, Letterman sponsors appear to be unperturbed about this whole thing.
Right.
In other
right.
words, they are not running in another direction. They are staying with the show. Probably not a bad idea at this particular point.
They're not shifting those dollars to Glenn Beck.
or worse yet, Conan. That would be an interesting thing. And you know what? By the way, it is time for a commercial break here. So let's hope you stick around for our interview today with Linda Resnick here, with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth on the Advertising Show, being powered by Shipple.com. It's a program called Tendency, an incredibly killer web marketing platform. So it's SCHIPUL.com. Check it out. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsythe.
Men, nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave.
From pomegranates to Fiji water to a whole bunch of other kind of stuff. Oh, and sets of flowers, too, please. Linda Resnick, our special guest today here. Out of California, here at the Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsythe. Linda has been back. This is your second visit here. Welcome back, Linda.
It's so nice to talk to you fellas again.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're in a small group of company over the past 8 years, Linda. We rarely have a guest on twice, but you were so good the first time we just couldn't help ourselves. Hey, Linda, you guys are just rolling out this past week a series of 8 commercials for what Ray teased, which is your pistachio line of products. The campaign's entitled Wonderful Pistachios, featuring celebrities of all shapes and sizes. But before we talk about insights into the campaign, the whys and so forth, I'm curious, why did you guys decide that you needed a campaign now?
There was a recall of pistachios early in the year by the FDA. It had nothing to do with our pistachios. It was a small company in Illinois, I think. There was some salmonella scare, but no one ever got hurt. But the FDA didn't recall, but told people to stop eating pistachios. And they never reminded people to start eating them again, which was kind of a problem. And, you know, it's a new administration, and you can understand they have a lot on their plate. You may have read about all the things they have on their plate. So we decided, and actually I had been a proponent of this for years, to take our pistachios and turn them into a brand, because we have the greatest pistachios in the world, and we also grow most of them. Last year I think we accounted for 40% of the world's supply of pistachios. It's a wonderful American product. It's grown in this beautiful San Joaquin Valley in Southern California. It gives jobs to literally thousands of people, and they're good and good for you. They're the healthy nut. They're good in fiber. They're low in fat. They have no cholesterol. They're really fabulous. And so we decided that it was time, and we came up with one of the biggest budgets I've ever had. We have a $15 million budget for broadcast that we're spending in just 2 months. So usually I have to, think of all kinds of crazy creative things to do to get the name out, viral and guerrilla and so forth, and social media. But this time we're actually on broadcast. And look, it's a great time to be buying media, people, because it's so much less money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that our audience is that reduced. I just think that advertising is that reduced. And so if you buy these top shows, you're paying a lot less than you were last year, certainly.
Okay. Certainly, media supply and demand pricing scheme, if you will. But more importantly, you know, there's a noise level out there when you're advertising during good times, so you have an opportunity to have even less competing messages when you're out there, not to mention the better price. You mentioned broadcast. I'm assuming broadcast and cable TV. Is there any radio or other broadcast vehicles?
No radio. There's an online component, and there is, we're really on the top-rated shows. We're all over, the four top networks, and we're on Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock and The Office and Monday Night Football, Desperate Housewives, Grey's Anatomy. But we're also on Jon Stewart and a lot of cable, so we're out there.
You know, you mentioned your website, getkraken.com. Ray plugged it earlier in the show. I got to tell you, what a wonderful example of leveraging a digital platform to promote your product. You guys have videos, contests, Be a Friend link, blogs, product line. Don't let me... I'm just queuing it up here for you. Why don't you talk a little bit about your online platform there, please?
Well, we've always been totally committed to the online process because, quite frankly, it was the only thing we could afford for many of our campaigns. And so we've always believed in that. We have a wonderful in-house team of social media experts and designers in our agency called The Firehouse. And... or is it the fire station? I always forget. But anyway, they put out fires. And we're also across the street from a fire station, so it has a lot of content.
Oh, man, please.
And you want to be able to entertain people beyond a 15-second spot that they happen to see on television. And so we've gotten 400 million media hits through PR in the last 3 days.
That's a little bit huge. My goodness.
I mean, it is unbelievable. Every blog in the world, we've been on every news channel. It just took off. You know, you try to do this your whole life, and once in a while you hit it. And there are eight commercials, but obviously there's one that stands out. But we want people to be able to find those commercials and watch them over and over again. We want them to get details on how they can get cracking by entering the video contest. And so, and there's games and things, and it's just the best way to, you know, to make your brand come alive is through your own website and your blog and all your Twitter activity and all that sort of thing. You know, look, this is the age of social media.
Quite soon you'll be in the business of opening your own supermarket chain. I believe the only thing you're missing is some type of a beef or chicken product at this point. Is that right?
No supermarket chain for this girl. Although they're our best friends, must say.
Yeah. You know, we're going to take each of those spots and give people a sense of what you guys are doing. And, again, it's all available and can be seen at GetKraken.com. You also mentioned, you reviewed the various components of your digital platform, and I think you forgot to mention your iPhone app.
Oh, right. We have an iPhone app. We're on Twitter, Facebook, video sharing sites, YouTube, every social media outlet, you know, that we could think of. We're there.
Yeah, and, you know, as we wrap up this particular segment, you also have a blog that you do at rubiesintheorchard.com called Ruby Tuesdays, which profiles small businesses that are doing exceptionally well in spite of the down economy.
And let's talk about that here in just a moment here on the Advertising Show. Ray Shullins and Brad Forsyth back with Linda Resnick and more about that phenomenal thing. Well, we know about the pomegranates now, so basically pistachios. Stick around. We'll be back in just a minute.
Why do more media professionals read iWantMedia.com? iWantMedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iWantMedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iWantMedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iWantMedia.com.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
Do you know exactly how to read an Oreo? Well, to do it, you unscrew it very fast.
Back with Ray Shullins and Brad Forsyth here at The Advertising Show, special guest out of California. Linda Resnick, talking today about a very special, not a cashew, not a peanut. It's at GetKraken.com. Linda, it's good to have you on the show. What are you going to come up with next? Or I guess we'll have to save that until next time, won't we?
Please. We just started this campaign 2 days ago.
It's time, Linda. But anyway, welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, last segment before we had to close, Rubies in the Orchard, a book that came out several months ago. I know it's being re-released in paperback here very soon. And your website, rubiesintheorchard.com, as I had mentioned, you blog on that site, and you featured small businesses and giving them advice on what they can do to do well in a down economy. Can you just kind of give us a short version of what your advice has been lately?
Well, it depends on who I'm interviewing. But, you know, there's a level playing field for the first time, certainly since I can remember. And big is not necessarily better. So there's an opportunity, there's an opening for small business people to try and make a success out of themselves. Because the big companies are so burdened with debt and all sorts of problems with employee compensation and insurance and all those other things, where a new startup has a clean slate. And so, you know, when you really look through history and you see the names of companies starting with Allstate, which started in the Great Depression, and even Super 8 motels that started during the oil crisis, of all things. You know, you realize that just because there's a down economy doesn't mean that business has to stop. It does go on. So I try to find people that are doing things that are inspirational and bring them out. And I also try to give advice to people that ask me. And then I do a lot of calling to people privately that isn't recorded in any way and try to help them out just to be a good citizen.
And your book, I must say, whether you are a small business or a large company, I think there's some great wisdom in your book, and we covered that last time you were on. Certainly that show still exists at theadvertisingshow.com in our archive. Or go get the paperback. Or better yet for Linda and her husband, buy the hardback and you'll pay a little more. But either way, just buy the book. You know, before we get back into the campaign, I want to touch upon Ray mentioned your company, Telefloral, obviously flowers by wire, 17,000 retail flower shops that belong to your network. How's it going with them? Any challenges been going on lately?
Oh, of course. We have, you know, it's actually 18,000 small businesses that belong to our network, if you count Canada. And they are going through the same problems that other small businesses are going through. And we're doing our best to keep them focused on good business practices and helping them however we can, because we're all one big happy family. Our website is doing very well, our direct-to-consumer, and of course all those orders go directly to the independent neighborhood flower shop. The other flower wire services are doing a thing called dropship, where they don't use flower shops at all. They have a big warehouse, and they stuff the flowers in a box, and they send them to your doorstep. And the guys that order them for their girlfriends and wives think they're doing a great thing. But let me tell you, how would you like to come home on your birthday, find some half-dead flowers on your front doorstep, and then have to arrange them yourself? It's not the sexiest thing.
No, no.
So we still think that there's room for our model in this world, and it's one of the most delightful and happy things that can happen to a person is to receive flowers. So we're doing fine, you know. I can't say that it's bigger and better than ever because we're losing some shops, but in spite of that, we're doing well.
And you launched a trade campaign. That's really more of an insider thing, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on that, but it's Save the Florist, and it talks a bit about the $500 million that's being taken out of the local florist business sector due to drop shipping, just to amplify a little bit of that.
That's right.
Let's go back to the campaign. You mentioned that you have 8 TV spots. They're going to be certainly both paid advertising through broadcast cable networks, but they'll also be, I'm sure, prominently displayed on YouTube and various other viral opportunities, as well as your site, getkraken.com. Take us through who these celebrities are that are talking on your behalf.
All right. So we have the Olympic swimming medalist, Anna Torres. She does it in record time. That's opening Pistachio. Christopher Knight and from the Brady Bunch and his wife Adrienne Curry are married, and so newlyweds do it five times a day.
Exactly.
Yeah. That jackass prankster Wee Man, he does it dangerously. And my personal favorite, the soprano actor Vincent Pastore, they called him Big Pussy. Mobsters do it with muscle. And Miss South Carolina is adorable. She does it without a clue. And we have the famous Denny Quintuplets. They're little six-year-old kids. They're so cute. And they do it with a bounce. And the father of Sarah Palin's grandchild, Levi Johnson, now does it with protection because he shows up with his bodyguard.
Exactly.
And there's a real-life dominatrix, too.
Yes. Yeah, well, actually,
he does it on command.
I think Brad spent the most time on that one, actually, so yeah. Quite good. And these are good. Getkraken.com is the website. We're going to take a break. Talk with Linda here in just a moment on The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million in a celebrity endorsement? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
Hey, meet the swinger, Polaroid swinger, meet the swinger.
So, how often do you tune into a talk show that's talking about pistachios? Well, infrequently, I'm sure, but we're going to make that a little bit more frequently as well. Linda Resnick is our special guest. GetKraken.com is the website. Linda is a return guest here on The Advertising Show. Linda, it is good to have you back.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, and you know, as you mentioned, and you took us through the celebrity spokespeople, I think the biggest criticism of using celebrity spokespeople throughout the years, more recent times, of course, have been the lack of relevance in many cases when a celebrity is plugged into a product or service, and it's a major disconnect. But I think based on your description and how you set each one of those up, Linda, it's obvious you guys thought this through, and you're playing off of the celebrity and what they are known for, and your message seems to be carried through with the spots. And again, if you want to see those, get kraken.com. You've incorporated many interactive components that we've already talked about. One in particular is the so-called consumer-generated content with your video contest that you have. Can consumer-generated content, Linda, work for all companies, do you believe?
You know, I have really not found a company yet that couldn't do better if they employ social media and that sort of thing. That's what you mean, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Every one of the companies that I've interviewed, they have a market out there that responds to reaching out and touching them through Twitter or Facebook or whatever. And I just think it works a lot better for some companies' demographics than others, but I think it can help everyone. I think we should all get on the bandwagon. We have an internet czar, a social media czar, actually, that works at our company that's all he works on. We don't have a lot of czars, though. I know that's a bad word.
There's only room for one czar in your company.
That's right. Well, I'm actually the imperial potentate. Why settle for czar?
Yeah, exactly. You know, give us some of your guidelines for those that might be wishing to venture down the social media or consumer-generated content path that you would recommend.
Well, first of all, it's like, just do it. I spoke to a young woman today who has a wonderful little nonprofit where they have weekends for people that want to get together and learn how to basket weave and dance and things like that. And she said, well, my customers are older, you know, they're 50. I said, there's a lot of people on Twitter that are 50. Just do it. Go and open a Twitter account. It's mindless.
Mm-hmm.
Start reaching out. Send it to your friends. Ask them to do it. And pretty soon the news will get out. Give it to all your customers. Ask them to do it. Go on Facebook. Do these things. Have a simple blog. And also, put something, for God's sake, on your site that's moving. I can see right now that my chatter hasn't moved since 1:57 this morning, which I will call about as soon as we hang up. But if you can get that feed going on your website, when people go there, they immediately know that you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, and they are attracted to that. make sure that you put your URL on your product if your product can take a URL. It's hard to put it on these little pistachios, but, you know, on all your packaging, on your circulars, whatever you do, start getting involved in the Internet. Don't be afraid of it. You know, someone told me when I, in 1997, when I was designing my first website, and I was just new on the computer, someone said to me something that was so liberating, you can't break it. And yeah, after that, I just taught myself, and it's the same thing. You can't break it. Just go do it. You know, remember how we felt when there was an answering machine and we were afraid to talk into it back in the Stone Age?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing.
Sounds like just go do it is more about you in terms of the way you look at life, Linda.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, my aunt, bless her heart, she's very old, but she still tries to hang in there with technology. She still occasionally calls me and says, pick up, pick up. She doesn't realize that, you know, those machines don't exist anymore, Aunt Margie.
No, hey, they don't. Brad, we are just about out of time here, but let's go ahead and ask one more. We'll make an adjustment here.
Why don't we, leave our audience with, you know, we have a serial entrepreneur, successful marketing expert with Linda. Any last thoughts, Linda, for our audience? Topic up to you.
Go for the media now. You'll be shocked when you see how inexpensive it is. If you can afford to do magazines, you might be the only lone soul in there. But I would love to keep magazines alive. In newspapers, I think we've heard the death knell, but magazines... there's nothing that can compete with that feeling of curling up in bed with your favorite magazine and taking your time to read a story. So I am still giving money to print, still doing the freestanding inserts. All media is good. It's all good. It just depends on your budget.
And depends on how you attack it as well, and you've done a great job with this campaign. GetKraken.com is the website. Just go ahead and Google Linda. That's Linda with a Y, by the way, Linda Resnick. Linda, it's been a pleasure having you back here at the Advertising Show.
It's always a pleasure. You're my favorite interview.
Very good. And we'll be back with more in just a minute. Stay with us.
There is somewhere better to get inspired creative ideas, and this is where it's at. OpenAd.net, the first online platform for advertisers, changing the way that ideas are created and traded. Access nearly 11,000 creative minds representing 125 countries around the world, waiting online to have a go at your brief. Imagine the impact such range and diversity of talent can have on your next advertising campaign. All creative work is IP cleared before you get it. We take care of all the details, while you get brilliant ideas in a fraction of the time, at a lower cost, and with a lot less fuss. No endless meetings, no away days. When a client needed a PR campaign to include people who couldn't make it to the G8 rally, they got 53,000 people to join a virtual protest and a campaign that won 2 international creative awards. OpenAd.net, busting down the walls of the ad industry. Put us to the test. Just go to OpenAd.net and give us a try. What have you got to lose? The future starts here.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillings and Brad Forsyth.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat.
Linda Resnick, what a wonderful person to have here at The Advertising Show and all of the great things she has done, from the Fiji Waters to the Teleflora product as well. To now getkraken.com. And ironically, earlier this week, there was an article about her feature in USA Today. So they 15 million, Linda says, to spend it on media. With 15 million over two months, I think she's bought up all the avails. But I'm not sure. No, that's far from the truth. But that's good. You know, she mentioned that, you know, to stay with magazines, nothing better. Kind of on a sad note, Condé Nast is having some problems, the magazine. Le Gourmet and 3 other magazines will be closing their doors and shutting down. The oldest U.S. food magazine and 3 other, as high-end publisher tries to weather a devastating advertising slump. Didn't hurt to have the economy go out from under us either. But basically, in addition to Gourmet, which had a circulation of close to a million, the publisher is closing Modern Bride, Elegant Bride, and Cookie. Now, I don't know about those other ones because I'm not a Modern Bride or an Elegant Bride, but the fact that Gourmet magazine is going away is a kind of a sad thing. So what do you think about that, Brad?
Well, I'm just, you know, crying over here. No, I used to thumb through that, but you know, it's such an upscale, I think it lost its relevancy, frankly. I mean, there's a lot of, the magazine category in general got overheated many years ago, and it's been, a tough.
What would you think? Like Food and Wine or something like that would have taken over
that
spot? Well,
I mean, I just think that it was a little too niche in its upscale appeal as opposed to some of these others that followed in behind, Gourmet. And again, not knocking Gourmet. It was, for those in the industry, it's a well-followed, great content publication, but yet, I think it's very niche, very upscale, and in today's world, people...
It's survival of the fittest, boys and girls.
People can only eat so much of that, you know, butter-based icing on the cake or the fat, laden,
Julia.
You know, sauce that goes on. I think people want more, you know, organic. They want more stuff they can handle.
They want more pistachios, Brad, and pomegranates.
Pistachio-crusted mahi-mahi.
Exactly.
Hey, real quick.
Let's do a feature real quick here with Gene Bliss. Gene has the new book coming out. Out here very shortly. Do your customers love you? Well, I certainly hope they do, and if they don't, there could be a problem. Let's listen.
Welcome to the customer experience, making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome, with your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Gene Bliss.
Do customers say they love you? The fact of the matter is, decisions that earn customer love are not easily reached. Many companies try to copy the actions that result from beloved companies' decisions. But to achieve the same impact, what enabled the decision must exist. It's the intent and motivation, the what and why behind decisions that bond people with companies. Why did Land's End offer a guarantee? Founder Gary Comer told me his intent was to first send a strong and indelible message inside the company. A guarantee means we have to deliver on the customer's terms, he said. And his motivation was to give people inside the company ownership of doing the right thing for customers. When your intent, what you want to accomplish, and your motivation, the reason you make your decisions, are driven by your awareness of and empathy for the people impacted by your decisions, the outcomes will set you apart. The humanity and empathy of your decisions will connect you emotionally with customers who will grow your business by telling everyone they know all about you.
This has been your weekly installment of The Customer Experience with Gene Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights from major U.S. market leaders, Gene is corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Gene's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to CustomerBliss.com.
Hey, thanks, Gene Bliss, here at the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Brad, what do you have there?
Well, I've got a bottle of vodka and a glass.
Okay, no, not really. take the bottle and pour it into the glass. That's fine.
Well,
pour me one, too.
It's a hint about our subject here. Dan Aykroyd's Crystal Head Vodka, not sure if you've heard of it or not, but... we've got that line of vodka. We've got Hendrix Electric Vodka, Trump Vodka we've talked about here on the show.
Wonderful.
Certainly no shortage of celebrity-branded spirits and wines these days. So what happens? Well, Paramount Pictures and iconic brands recently announced their upcoming launch of The Godfather Italian Organic Vodka.
Ooh.
Branded after the classic film, The Godfather, the imported Italian vodka will be rolling out April 2010. Make room in your bar for this. Think Paramount must have believed that the powerful brand, The Godfather, was, you know, worthy, I guess, of extending it to a vodka. And although The Godfather, the movie, has been number one grossing movie of all time, I don't know about you, Ray, but I've always felt that the success of any product like a wine or a spirit has more to do with what's in the bottle than just a name. What do you think?
In the long term, you're absolutely right, but we are a curious lot, okay?
Have you tried the Trump vodka yet?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's going to piss me off. I'm going to fire someone.
I'll stick to my favorite. That's fine. Hey, thanks again to Linda. GetKraken.com is the website. Next week, it is Jean Bliss with us here. She's the author of I Love You More Than My Dog. And we'll be talking about that book and a whole bunch more. What's going on in Jean's life here at the Advertising Show. Brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at edage.com. The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsythe. Hope you enjoyed it. It's a Big Radio Midgets production.